Good morning and welcome to Radio Richard Ireland. Coming to you from the soundproofless studio of life itself. Earlier in the dawn I was out walking and it was raining a little with a soft breeze. As I was walking along the street, the waters were running along into gullies, accompanying me along. And I thought to myself, not so long ago, this water was probably 2 or 3 miles high in the sky in a cloud. And now here it is, accompanying me along the street. A little while it will run into drains and eventually down into the river and way out onto the sea. My own website is called riverstosea.com, and it reflects that idea that rivers do come to the sea, they return to the sea. I was looking up at the sky in the south and in the southeast and the southwest, and it was pitch dark. And then I wheeled around and I had a look at the north, and lo and behold, to my amazement, low on the horizon, sitting on the horizon, was Cassiopeia. And I raised my head a little, and there appeared among the clouds Polaris, the North Star. Today I want to say a special hello to my bright youngest brother, Joseph, and his charming, beautiful wife, Patricia, and to say thank you very much to them for encouraging me to take my voice to the radio. It's something that I've always wanted to do. So I wish you blessings throughout the day and the week and way into the future. And also for your lovely son, Tiernan, and your son, Oisin. Blessings on them. In a moment we will be visiting a new country, and I'm looking forward to it and finding out where it is, how many people live there, what is their capital city, and most of all, what are their treasures, their historic treasures. Today's destination is Algeria. This is a country located in northern Africa and is bordered by the Mediterranean Sea in the north, Tunisia in the northeast, Libya in the east, Morocco in the west, Western Sahara, Mauritania and Mali in southwest, and by Niger in the southeast. Algeria is now Africa's largest country. It covers an area of nearly 2.5 million kilometers, and compared in size, it's about 4 times the size of France and almost 3.5 times the size of the state of Texas. But the country is almost only populated in the small coastal region because its southern part is covered by the Sahara Desert, the largest subtropical desert. There are about over 40 million people living in Algeria, and about 90% of Algerians live in the northern coastal area. The official language is Arabic. French is the language of the elite. Tazmat is the language of the indigenous Berber, and has been constitutionally recognized as a national language. The capital of Algeria is Algiers. A little on the background. Algeria's indigenous Berber people have been under foreign rule for much of the last 3,000 years. The Phoenicians in 1000 BC and the Romans in 200 BC. With the incursion of the Muslim Arabs in the 7th and 8th century into the region, Islamic influence came to the Burmese and almost a millennium of domination by Arab dynasties. In the beginning of the 16th century, the region was placed under the protection of the Ottoman Sultan of Istanbul, followed by reigns of Ottoman beys, pachas, and agas, brought to an end with the beginning of the French colonization in 1830. The French occupation condemned Algeria's population to economic, social, and political inferiority, and caused an armed resistance lasting for decades. After a century of rule by France, Algeria became independent in 1962, and Arabic became the official language. With the help of Quranic teachers who came from Egypt and Saudi Arabia. There are a number of UNESCO World Heritage Sites in Algeria. Now, I can't pronounce all the names, but I will do my best. The ruins of Alcala of Ben Hamad, the first capital of the Hamid Empire, Emirs, was founded in 1007. Djemila is the remains of an ancient Roman colony, with a forum, temples, basilicas, triumphal arches and houses, founded during the reign of Nerva, 96-98 AD. The Kashba of Algiers is a walled citadel with the traditional quarter clustered around it, and it's overlooking the islands where a Carthaginian trading post was established in the 4th century BC. There are the remains of the citadel, the old mosques and Ottoman-style palaces, as well as the remains of an urban structure associated with a deep-rooted sense of community. The Massab Valley, with its 5 traditional fortified villages, is a traditional human habitat created in the 10th century. The ancient urban agglomeration is located in the northern Sahara Desert, about 600 kilometers south of Algiers. On a vast plateau in southeast Algeria, at the borders of Libya and Niger, is the strange lunar landscape of the rock forests of Tassel Niger. Has an exceptional density of paintings and engravings and many other prehistoric visages. More than 15,000 drawings and engravings record the climatic changes, the animals' migrations, and the evolution of human life on the edge of the Sahara from 6000 BC to the first centuries of the present era. And the last place is the Roman military colony of the Aurores. The massif was founded in about 100 AD by Trajan. The colony was a planned city, built out of nothing, with crosswise aligned streets, Roman urban planning at its height. To all you out there from Algeria, I send a warm greeting and welcome, and I have enjoyed reading about your country. And those of you who have Algerian ancestry, also greatly welcome. If you'd like to learn more about Algeria, visit nationsonline.org. Now, although I'm not a drinking person myself, here is a poem by the Chinese poet Li Bo, Po, and it's called Alone and Drinking Under the Moon. Amongst the flowers I am alone with my pot of wine drinking by myself. Then lifting my cup, I ask the moon to drink with me. Its reflection and mine in the wine cup, just the three of us. Then I sigh, for the moon cannot drink. And my shadow goes emptily along, with me never saying a word. With no other friends here. I can but use these two for company, in the time of happiness. I too must be happy with all around me. I sit and sing, and it is as if the moon accompanies me. Then if I dance, it is my shadow that dances along with me. While still not drunk, I am glad to make the moon and my shadow into friends. But then when I have drunk too much, we all part. Yet these are friends I can always count on, these who have no emotion whatsoever. I hope that one day, we three will meet again, deep in the Milky Way. All right, leave it for that for today. Take good care of yourselves. Enjoy. And if you are at the table, Don't overeat. Don't think you need to eat more than you actually need. It's to help you to be a lot healthier. We're inclined to eat a little bit too much. And if you have children, don't be overfeeding them. I know that sounds strange, but being too full is not great for children. Being over-energetic. Enough will be enough, and they will be very healthy and in time very thankful to you. So be in good health, and let those around you also be in good health. Enjoy listening to John Barry's soundtrack from the motion picture Somewhere in Time. It's lovely and soft and beautiful. Okay, take good care of yourselves. This is Radio Richard Island.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.